From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. When a new Miami-based ballet company makes its world premiere in a few days, its dancers will be accompanied not by some ensemble hidden in an orchestra pit, but by a live band joining them on stage. The entire program is called Between Havana and Heaven. It's just one of the ways Dimensions Dance Theater of Miami will try to distinguish itself from other ballet companies around the country, perhaps the world. And here to tell us more is Jennifer Cronenberg, who co-founded the company with her husband, Carlos Miguel Guerra. Welcome.
Thank you, Christine. It's nice to be here.
Jennifer, you and Carlos are former principal dancers with Miami City Ballet, and you've called Between Havana and Heaven your personal tribute to Miami. What do you see this ballet company accomplishing in the coming years?
We, above all else, would really, really like this company to be especially representative of Miami and South Florida. Miami itself and South Florida has so many different cultures, age groups. The demographics are so widespread, and we'd like to try our best to have our programming reflect that.
What kind of transition has it been from dancing for a major company to running a brand new one?
It's been incredible. Very stressful, but it's really, really been such a joy. And we are still dancing. My husband and I are dancing one of the ballets on the program. So it's not like we made such a sharp transition without being able to look back. We are trying to do this gradually as best we can. But to be on the other side and see the dancers and feel pride in what you're sharing with them, the environment that you are providing for them, the opportunity that you're providing for them to grow is incredibly rewarding.
Some of the music being used in your premiere is very, very personal to your husband.
Yes, the music for the last piece, Juanita and Alicia, is comprised of several most well-known Cuban folk boleros. And this is music that he grew up with. You know, this is such traditional Cuban music, and it's being played by a band live on stage, Alain Garcia and the Latin Power. And Alain Garcia actually was a wonderful friend of his growing up in school. So they've known each other since, you know, they were babies almost. They parted ways. Alain had a career elsewhere. He went off to Spain. Carlos went to Chile, came here to Miami, and they reconnected somehow back here in Miami, and now he's able to contribute with his band to play the music that's so nostalgic to the both of them and to their families and just to the Cuban community in general. I think that's very significant for him.
And that's actually the Buena Vista Social Club. We're hearing these are the boleros that we're going to have to wait until the premiere to hear from Mr. Garcia.
That's right. He's making his own arrangements. There is no recording of their particular arrangement.
Why did you name the company Dimensions? Why did you settle on that?
We knew that we wanted the company to be multidimensional, multifaceted, but somehow that word just was escaping us. And one day we were stopped at a red light, and my husband, Carlos, very randomly turned to me and said, "What about dimensions?" And I said, "Wow, that's a great vocabulary word. Where did you come up with that?" And he pointed at the stereo and the car stereo. The brand was Dimensions. And he said, "You know, that just popped out at me, and I love it. I think it's great. It represents what we're trying to get across." And I said, "You know what? That's it. You got it. Hit the nail on the head."
We've been talking with Jennifer Cronenberg, co-founder of Dimensions Dance Theater of Miami. The company makes its world premiere this coming Sunday, November 20th, at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.